Good afternoon, everybody. My talk in the afternoon session is about automated generation of EPUB from LaTeX. So the workflow is that the first one is authors source code, a tech file. We convert that to a structured tech code. That is, just do some cleanup process and do a generic coding. For example, tagging the surnames, given names, and bibliographic references, journal title, just identifying the different elements of bibliography, etc. From that structured tech, we convert to XML using Tech4ST. CVR has already given you an idea of how this Tech4ST works, so I'm not going to into that detail. From that XML, we can create either a PDF or an EPUB. So basically, the workflow is that generation of EPUB from a LaTeX file through an XML file. So this engine has mainly two different parts. One is, using Tech4ST, we are creating XML from this tech file. Next one is, from this XML, using XSLT, we are creating this EPUB. So two different parts. Main features are tech to EPUB through the XML workflow. We use the advantage of tech, Tech4ST, and XSLT. And minimum use of images for inline math. For creating the displayed math, we use DBIPNG. So equations are mainly equations are displayed as they look in the PDF. So and if needed, we can import some XHTML files directly for creating this EPUB. For example, we create this EPUB from Elsevier's book DTD. One of the very good DTD that you have seen. Lot of features, everything. And some of the front matter items for a book or back matter that does not suit to that DTD, we can create an XHTML file and directly import that for creating EPUB. And this is compatible for all ebook readers like iPad, Nook, Lucidor, etc. And say cross platform solution. Challenges we faced were renumbering IDs when we convert that to XHTML from this XML and try to avoid maximum usage of GIF for inline math and make it compatible for different ebook readers. Just we need to tick the CSS accordingly. So now I will go to the workflow. I will give you a live demo. How do we do this? Yeah. This is a structure tech file. It's one of the chapters from one book. See the bibliography, etc. Tagged properly. Then we use a make file. Using TechForest, we are creating XML through this from this structured tech file. So this is the XML file generated from this structured tech file. From this, we create the PDF through an intermediary tech file. So this is the PDF that I created from that structured tech file. Now I'll go create an EPUB file from this using these XML files. For creating EPUB, we create a hub file. The main use of this hub file is to include the necessary files for that EPUB. That hub maybe mainly tag this title, author, if there is any cover images, then any copyright pages, then the necessary chapters, what we need. So currently, for the demo purpose, I just include two chapters, two main chapters, and commenting out the rest. I will view, open that in Lucidor, the ebook reader. This is the cover page that I included, title page, off title page, copyright page, the table of contents generated by the filter. Now it comes to chapters. These display equations are mainly put as images. Using DVAPNG, we can clearly import that text beauty in EPUB as well, for viewing that images. Now I will make some changes in the source code, and let's go this whole route once again. For example, I will to make the cross references correct, I need to run XML 3 times. So the MathML code is here. The tech code has been converted to its equivalent MathML XXX, which I have now given. So I create a PDF from this. I first create an intermediate tech file to create the PDF from that XML, and another one is for the EPUB XML for EPUB. This is the equation which I just added, and all the remaining equations have been renumbered accordingly to 0.1, 2.2, etc. Now we need to create the EPUB of this change file. Firstly, I need to recreate the images as one equation has increased. So we need to recreate all images. Takes nearly 2 minutes. There are 390 equations are there, both inline and display equations. Done. Copying this tops to the images to for creating the epub. Here it is, the equation which I have changed. Newly added equation has come here. So this is our tech2 epub workflow. For this demo purpose, I just took only two chapters. It's a huge book. I think it is about 500 pages book. There's only two chapters. I can. sometimes take some time. These are GIF images.
What happens if you scale or squeeze?
So we increased of font size here. That size won't change, it will stay as it is. That's the problem. Yeah. This is the hub file for creating the whole book, all the prelims included, all the chapters, front matters, 14 chapters, index, etc. Everything has been included here. Because it watches the XMLs copied. And that is creating the bibliography with the proper punctuating the bibliographic items. That's being done here. Now I am running this in non-interactive mode. Otherwise, all these messages which are shown earlier, that will also come. So I just create that in non-interactive mode. Just 32 seconds it took for creating the whole book. Annotations, just like they are in the print. Subject index, these are links, the page numbers, the PDF output. So the page numbers have been retained there just for the cross-reference purpose. The big problem is that we don't have any back button to go back, that is even in iPad as well. So again, we have to depend on this. Ends the live demo. This is our LaTeX 2 EPUB automated workflow.
Underlying should be a convert, a different convert should be used in different field. What we are doing a simple thing. The CSS, the color element will change through the ANT script. In the ANT script, I will give a search and lift page. So the color part of the CSS will be lift page. So here, the event is actually the ANT script means all the XML will be parsed one by one for valid. But I am sure, once the XSL is valid, I am sure that you will get an EPUB. May not be all that perfect, but you will get an EPUB out of that. So in that way, this is a perfect solution.
Any other questions? If not, then Kabe has a few announcements.
What does the function called the renumbering IDs?
Okay, I've helped it.
You should have given the paper.
No, he has run into some problem while creating that. He has created, I was looking at that, he has brought the equation ID there. It was an equation, a numbered equation. So he was copying it and putting it there and put XSX there. So he has rerun that. So the similar ID has come across there. So we have got a tool to renumber all the IDs. That's a requirement of LCL science. So that tool he has run. So immediately the ID has got renumbered. So everything has become unique ID. So afterwards the XSX has gone perfect. That was it.